Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that all of you have decided to join the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends, and each and every one of you who are tuned in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. As I was meditating and preparing for this particular ministry, the Lord spoke several things. The first thing is that we should pray. Not only pray for each and every person, but pray for this world, pray for this nation, pray for just many different individuals and circumstances and situations, God spoke situations. We're going to also look at our spiritual guide on the go, and we're going to focus on faith. God says that he wants us to focus on faith. It's very important because God wants to do some great things in our lives. And so we're still going over the book study, but the main focus is going to be on faith. And these are one of the gifts of discernment that God has given unto the people. There were some people called to have faith and some called to doubt God because of the turning away from what God has commanded us to do. And so God says it's very important that in these situations that we're praying for and these other things, that we maintain our faith. He says faith should be consistent. He says faith is small, but it has a significant impact on our lives. And so we're going to really focus on faith, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord. I want to thank each and every one of you for staying up tonight. It's over 200 people on this line. Thank you so much for staying up tonight, and you will be blessed by God, okay? So we're going to go ahead and get started and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And I want to tell you this real quick. If you hear a pause, it's intentional because you have to listen to the word of God. And so, pause, that's what that is, okay? We're going to pray unto God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, whatever they're going through. Bless those who are coming out and bless those who are thinking about going in. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus and claim, Heavenly Jesus, that everyone who goes to the doctors have great reports, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless us to be healthy and continue to bless us to have a wealth of knowledge of who you are and of your word, so that in any situation or circumstance we can continue to depend and trust in you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the words you've spoken of faith, focusing on faith. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of the open doors you've given, Lord. And we thank you for the valley moments, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless those who are going through situations, situations with their families, situations with their friends. They don't know which way to turn. But, Lord, all we know is that we have you. And besides you, there is no other. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, if you would allow this ministry to be a ministry that will continue to edify and magnify who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the anointing and the revelation and the prophecy and all of those things that you have granted, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this particular ministry being able to extend all across this world. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the anointing. Lord, we thank you for the appointment. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the time and the hour that you have given unto us in order so that we may speak your word. We ask that you bless each person who's listening on this line and those who will listen at a later date. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to anoint our days and our hours, Heavenly Father, and would you continue to help us to be ambassadors and servants for you, Lord. We ask, would you bless our eyes to remain focused, our ears to be able to hear your word, and would you help us to continue to walk in your will. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we are never relinquished out of your sight, we ask you, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And remember, our call-in number is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. And we have many individuals on the line on tonight. Now, listen. I want you to get comfortable because it's going to be a comfortable ministry, a comfortable show. And one of the things that the Lord has been dealing with me about and speaking to me about is speaking to the people, and I told you this yesterday, as God is speaking to me. And so, yes, we're going to travel through the Bible, and we're going to read the Bible, and yes, we're going to travel through the spiritual guide on the go. We're going to also make it very real and personable as it relates to people, because part of ministry is relating to people and being able to extend our services to people. And when we say services, we're talking about prayer. We're talking about supplication. We're talking about healing and deliverance. We're talking about the Word of God. And so one of the things that we want to focus on in this spiritual guide is faith. Faith is very important. I've spoken to many individuals within the past 3 or 4 weeks, and many situations have happened. People have received doctor's reports. People have been through bereavement, just relationship things, and things of that nature. And one of the things that God says is that we must keep the faith. Faith is very important. It's that unseen faith in which we know that God exists, although he's not physically visible. And we talked about the visibility of God. We talked about filling the Spirit of God. And if we look at Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I want you to think about that as God is speaking now. Think about that. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what this typically means is that whatever we're praying for, when we go to God with our needs and wants and we're dealing with our heart, we have to make sure that we don't pray amiss. And we pray amiss if our heart is not right. That's why it's very important, and that's why I kick off every Monday with making sure that we analyze our hearts and perform hearts. Because when we go to God, there is a certain way in which we go to God. I want you to get out a sheet of paper real quick here, because I want you to show the process, or God calls it a cycle, for going to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So what happens is when something manifests, there is a certain need that we have. Notice I said need. There is a certain need that we have, and it manifests within our minds. And sometimes, I want you to write the word need, sometimes this need is reachable, and sometimes it's not. So I want you to write the word need anywhere on your paper. And I want you to, where that N is, I want you to extend a line, and I want you to put reachable. And then where the D is, I want you to extend a line. And I want you to put unseen. So you have the word need. And then you have a line extended from that end that says reachable. Okay? That should be on the left side. Then you have the D, right? And a line extended, and that's unseen. Okay. God gave me this particular visual for you because I'm going to tell you something. When the revelation of God comes, when the prophecy of God comes, we always have to give visuals because it's very, we don't want to call it complicated, but it's a process. And so explaining it, we have to actually draw these things out for the people. So here it is. So you have the need that's reachable, and then you have unseen. When we talk about reachable, as the Lord is speaking, when we talk about reachable, that is something that you're able to obtain. God says, write the word obtain under reachable. Okay? And we're talking about faith, y'all. And then when you see unseen, these are things that we visualize, God says. We visualize these things. And for whatever reason, God says there's a barrier. You can put barrier or roadblock, okay? Now, when we look at our need, right, and we're speaking about our need being reachable or our needs being reachable, that is when we're able to obtain those things, and God says, draw a line going down, reachable. He says they're reachable. He says, yet you're missing a resource. They're reachable, yet you're reaching, excuse me, they're reachable, yet you're missing a resource in order to obtain the need. When we go over here to unseen, he says it's very visual. We visualize this. It comes in a dream. It comes in a vision. This is something that we're hoping for. He says, but there is a barrier, and I want you to extend that line on the R of barrier, and I want you to put, when you have unseen, which is visible or visual, and you have a barrier, I want you to put unknown. God says, it's unknown. Okay, let's explain this. So here it is. You have the word faith. We're thinking about faith. You have need, okay? And then you extend the line and you say, okay, this need is reachable. All of this is on your left side. And then you say, that means I can obtain it, but I don't have the resource to obtain that need. Then on the right side, you have unseen. These are things that we dream about, things that we hope for, but there is a barrier. The barrier could be a resource. It could be you don't know the people in order to ask. He says, God says, it's unknown, okay? But you need this, but it's unseen. So God says in the middle of all this, because you should have something that looks kind of like a road map, God says in the middle, he wants you to put God. Okay. Now, if you notice, God is in the middle of this particular illustration. God says our needs here, when you look at the D, there's a line that says unseen. These are things that we think about, and we have barriers, and it's unknown. I want you to put a star where that D is. And I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to play this at least another time because, as I said before, God calls this a very prophetic visual, and you have to really listen to what God is saying, okay? All right. So put a star by the D, and I want you to connect the D on need to the D from God, where God is. You see a G-O-D in the middle? Connect those two Ds. Okay. Stay with me because I'm going to explain this visual again. Stay with me. All right. Now on the left side, you see need. You see N, and you see reachable, which is obtained, and you see a resource. Resource may be a hindrance. All right? Do not connect anything with that particular diagram on the side. So what you have is, let me walk you through it as God is explaining. I want to simplify for you. Okay, write the word faith. All right. This is the big picture, God says. Draw a circle where faith is. All right. Now, under faith, anywhere under it, I want you to write the word need. Just write the word need. Okay. On the left side, where the N is, the end of that little point where N is, I want you to draw a line, a straight line, a small straight line where you can write the word reachable. Okay. Then where that point is, I want you to draw a line and extend it a little bit. Write resource. This is all on the left side. Under reachable, write the word obtain. Okay. Okay, on the right side where the D is, I want you to draw a halfway line and put unseen. Under unseen, I want you to put visual. Okay. Then I want you to put barrier right beside unseen. And then where the R is, I want you to put a line and put unknown. And that's on the right side. All right. Now, you see that there is an opening in the middle of this diagram that the Lord has given unto us. I want you to put God. Okay? Capital G. All right. You see that there is a D in need and there's a D in God. I want you to join those two together. Just draw a line. This is kind of like math. Draw a line from D to D. Okay? That's the only line that we're going to draw. Now, this is what God is saying. Because of the will of God, God says in Hebrews 11 and 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want to tell you what God is saying right now. Do you see all the things on your left side where it says in, and then you see reasonable, obtain, and then you see resource, right? God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Everything on the left, right, that is reachable and that is able to be obtained and that you need a resource for, God says that he is the resource. But this is the problem. Here is the problem. Listen to me closely, ladies and gentlemen. God says that because on the left side he is not connected, we have not connected unto God, he says these things may seem reachable. We may be able to obtain them. He says, but we're missing the resource, which is him. So God says that the prayer needs to be in our prayer life. All those things that we can't see, God says he is the source of everything that we need, right? He says the unseen things, right? He says those things that we visualize come from God. Right? He says those things that has barriers, those things come from God. Those things that are unknown, those things originate from God. He says what is happening is that we're making our own wish list for our needs. Some of the stuff that we're asking for, that's why I say it's very important that we don't ask for any type of materialistic things. Some of the things that we're asking for, God says, is reachable and obtainable. But the resource is not there. Why? Because God says that that is not in his will. That is not in the will that he has given unto us. He says, so since faith is the main focus, he says we are to circle our lives. That's what that circle represents. Circle our lives around faith. And when we circle our lives around faith, God says even those things that are unseen, those things that we visualize that we can't see on earth, those things that has barriers, right, those things that are unknown, God says that he is able to connect to what we need through faith. Does that make sense? God is able to connect us to those things that are unseen, to those things that have barriers. And God is speaking. He says those things that seem impossible or unreachable. Some people want to be actress. Some people want to go back to school. Some people have very big aspirations about building an empire, Afrida. Some people have aspirations about building a kingdom, building a church. Some people have aspirations about building a radio station, Afrida. Some people have aspirations about building things, right? And God says that those things we visualize in our minds and they're unseen because we're thinking, how in the world are we going to get to this unknown this unknown visual that we have. And God says he is connected to the unseen. He's connected to those things we visualize. That's why it's so important that we write the vision, what we see, and make it plain. Because God says that faith is not seen. Right? Faith just doesn't come up to you and say, "Hi, I'm Faith." Right? Faith is those things that we cannot touch because they belong to God. Just like we cannot touch God because God is invisible. He's unseen. And so God says that he is with us. He sees, he hears everything. That's why it says unseen. I'm going to break it down to you. Here's the secret. And we're going to talk about this other left side, but let's talk about the right side. God says always be on the right side. That means stand on the right word of God, right? God says those things that are unseen, even he is unseen. But God says he hears and he knows everything that we need. He says those things that we visualize, right, those empires, he says those things in order to help the kingdom of God that we visualize, he says he is connected. He says those things that causes us to have barriers, closed doors, he says things that we have to go through in order to get what God has for us, he says he is connected to that. He says those things that are unknown that comes up, he is connected to that because he wants to increase our faith. So you're wondering, we're wondering, why are these things happening? God says because he wants to increase our faith. He says you can't go out into ministry and preach to the people if you haven't been through anything. And so God says with faith, he says these things here, when he talks about the unseen things, when he talks about the visualization, the barriers and the unknown, God says he's all connected to that. He's connected. And so faith should be the center of our lives, right? Faith should be the center in our lives. And so let's think about this because it's very important. Since faith is the center of our lives, and I hope you drew a circle around faith, God says this right side that we have, the unseen, the unknown, God says we must have the big picture, which is faith, because God is connected to faith. He's connected to the unseen. He's connected to the barriers. And so just because you know what God promised you, you know what God said. God says that you're going to have some barriers. You're going to have some unforeseen things that occur. But God is allowing that to do so because he's connected and he wants our faith to become stronger. And when our faith becomes stronger, then we begin to focus more on God, right, for those unseen things rather than focusing on those things that we can obtain, but we don't have the resource. God says the main focus should be faith in him because he's connected. He is connected to everything that is unseen. God is connected to everything that is unseen. So, for example, and the Lord's going to give us an example in just a second. For example, you see a building because you want to build your business in that building. You see the building physically with your eyes. You've been in the building. The realtor has allowed you to go into the building. And you're looking around. And you see this building. It's obtainable. And it's in your budget. And you feel like you have the resource. Right? But God says he's not connected to it. And if God is not connected to it, right, then it will not have a rate of longevity, if you understand what I'm saying. But if you look on the right side, God says these things are unseen. These things are things that you visualize because God promised you this, and it's unknown how you're going to obtain it. God says he's connected to that. And so what are we saying? What is God saying? God is saying that we must pray over everything that we need because the prayer of the righteous avails much, whatever it is. You want to start a business, ask God for a building. Ask God to be connected to it. You want to start a radio ministry. You want to be an entrepreneur. You want to be a speaker and increase your business. God says, do not focus on anything that's on earth. As a matter of fact, before you look at any building on earth, pray unto God first. Because God says that he is able to see what is needed in order to sustain the longevity of that building. Boy, then I told you it was going to be real. So I'm telling you, God is telling you, I'm not telling you anything. God is telling you that we are to focus on faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay? God says focus on the promises of God, the unseen things, the things that has barriers, the things that's unknown unto you. You don't know how in the world this can happen. This is going to happen. God says continue to focus on faith in God. Okay? And when we're looking, God says, somebody's looking for a building. You're looking for a building for your business. God says, do not go into that building without praying to him first. Because there are things that God can see that we cannot see. And so God should be the first that we pray to. And faith should not be too far behind. Because God gives us faith. So with this diagram, with this particular roadmap, God says there is a need. We all have a need, whatever it is. He says, but this need right here, he says some of us are in the stage of not knowing how we're going to get this need met, right? You want to increase your radio station, you want to make it a syndicated radio station, and you want to help artists to expand their brands, right? So God says pray unto him because those things seem like they're not reachable. Those things, there are barriers to those things, and it's unknown. And so God says he is connected to all those things, and he can make it happen, and he can help us to become very successful and prosperous, not only in the world, but in the kingdom. But he says those things that are reachable and easy to obtain, and we have to have resources for it, he's not connected. Why? Because God, that is not in his will. God is a God. He's an invisible God. But you can feel God. And God continues to move and work in our lives, and we know that God is there. He says your blessing is unseen, it's unknown. He says the things that you dream about when you go to sleep, the things that you need that you don't have and you can't obtain it, right? He says those things is what he specializes in. God specializes in many different things, all things. But God says that for the kingdom and the people, he says we have to continue to focus on those unseen things. I have dreams and aspirations for the radio show. But guess what? I want to be connected with God. I want God to be connected, and I want my faith to be connected because there are some unseen things. I want to syndicate a radio show, right? Because I want to really promote gospel. And I want to interview individuals about gospel. And God says, pray about that. He says, and those unseen things, God says he can take care of those things because he is God. Those unknown things, he can take care of that. And he can give it to us. But when we go about in our own way and we say, I want that. I want that building right there. It's easy to obtain. I have the resources. God says he's not connected. And if God is not connected, it's not going to have a longevity. It's not going to be it's not going to have a long life as far as business and things of that nature. You see some people who they jump on the bandwagon, and we're being real, and I'm going under the auspices of the revelation. They jump on the bandwagon, and God calls them. He says they pray unto God before man. And after a while, they stop and cease. And God says we have to be consistent in season and out of season. We can't have wavering faith. Monday, we're going to be holy. Tuesday, we're going to be a holy terror. We can't do that. We have to be consistent with our faith. And God says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. We hope that we have faith. We hope that these unseen things come from God. There is a hope. Everybody in this world has a dream of something. If you would ask anybody that you work with or anybody that you know, they would tell you, this is the one thing I would love to do in this lifetime. And God says, make those requests known unto him. But we have to make sure that we have faith, and we have to make sure that God is connected. So when we start out by praying, we have to make sure our hearts are right. That's why we have the heart surgery every Monday. Then God says we have to make sure that he's connected to whatever we're doing. And that's why things sometimes don't work out, because, first of all, it's reachable, which means we see it. It's obtainable, but it's under the auspices of what we want, and it's not what God wants or what we think we need, and God says he's not even connected to that. That's not even in the will of God, right? And so God says be careful of, he continues to talk about prophecy, and he talks about prophets, and he talks about people who say they're coming in the name of Jesus, and he's talking about different things. Just be careful about what your ears hear, because God says that we have to be connected unto God since he is not seen. We have to be connected unto God in order to know that that's really from God. Because what happens is God says we get on this path. Everything seems, we have our resources, it's reachable, we can obtain it, God says, but then we hit a dead-end street because he's not connected. Somebody told us, God said, go in this building, and God didn't say that. God says that these are things that we have to be able to discern, those unseen things, those promises of God. We have to know that it came from God. How do we know? We know that by being connected to God. We know that by continuing to hold on to our faith. Make a fist. Hold it tight. All right? Hold on to your faith. Don't let it go. God has promised you many unseen things. We don't see it yet. God has promised an empire. He's promised a syndicated radio show. He's promised that you would have a school. He's promised that you would have a business. He's promised that you would go back to church. He's promised that he's going to bless you financially. He's promised that he's going to give you a breakthrough. He's promised that he's going to help you in college. He's promised that he's going to give you more joy. He's promised that he was going to spare your life. He's promised that he was going to heal you and set you free. But God says that these things are unseen, and people have lost hope. People have lost faith, can't see it. We get impatient because we visualize it every night, but we can't see it. We get impatient because there are barriers. We get impatient because it's unknown. How in the world is this going to happen? But God says the reason why we get so impatient is because we can see it. And this is something we want. Because we can obtain it, we get impatient. And because we have the resource, God says, but not the source. God says there's a difference between the resource and the source. Right? There's some things that money can't buy. Money can't buy you happiness. Money can't buy you extra time on earth. And so that's why it's very important that we are connected unto God. And those things that God has promised us, keep your fist tight, those things that God has promised us, those unseen things that seems insurmountable, God says, those things that we visualize at night, those barriers that we hear about, God says it's important that we continue to hold on to faith because God says that is his promise. God says he's connected to it and it's going to happen. You get tired. I know that you're tired. You can undo your fist now. I know that you get tired. I know that it seems like God promised this 2 years ago and it hasn't happened. God says, hold on. He is making us stronger in our faith. People are waiting on financial breakthroughs. God says, hold on. These are things that's unseen. He says he's connected because we have faith. If God has promised this to you, that's why it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, this day and time, that we understand the real voice of God. There are so many people on earth who claim to be preachers, prophets. They lay hands on people. They do all this. But you must understand if they were sent by God. So one of the things that we ask God is, how am I able to discern? And God says that's a spiritual gift. He says, by reading the Word of God. That sounds very simple. It sounds simplistic. He says, read the Word of God. He says, and pray unto God for discernment. Because what happens is you get into all of these things that God is not connected to, and none of these things work. None of it. If God is not connected, it's not going to work. God has to be the center of our lives. We can't walk into the will of God unless we're connected unto God. How do we connect? Reading the Word of God. Having faith. God has promised you that. A person sent by God, a prophet, a missionary, apostle, a preacher sent by God has told you that, affirmed what God has already shown you. And I'm going to tell you this. The way you will really know and God is speaking is that if you have visualized this and God has promised it, and then someone who God has sent has come to you and told you the same thing, that's how you know. Now, if they told you that God said this and you had no idea, right, then that's not someone sent by God, right? Because even when God sent Gabriel, Gabriel knew what was going on, and so did everyone else. So you have to be able to discern. You have to be able to discern. Those individuals sent by God, really sent by God, you have to be very clear about this, because you can get yourself messed up in different business transactions, finances, and things of that nature. Those sent by God already know your heart and your disposition. Why? Because God sent them to give you a word in order to encourage your heart. If they tell you something that you have no idea about and say that God said it, that's not from God. God says there is a connect. The connection is strong. A prophet, who a real prophet from God, such as the late Dr. Martin Luther King, who's a real prophet comes to you. A real prophet is able to connect with your spirit and soul. That's why we have that on Mondays, because we want the spirit, God wants the spirit and soul to be strong so that we can discern these things. There is a connection automatically. But if there is a disconnect, God did not send that person. There are people who can lay hands. There are people who will preach. There are people who will sound like people sent by God, but they're not. It's very important in this day and time, because God has illustrated to us the promise. He says, I have promised you a business. I have promised you a syndicated radio station. I have promised you unity. I have promised you this and that. And God says it will happen. But we must make sure that we remain connected, put your fists together, connected to God, and not lose faith or hope. Somebody's asking, what's the time frame? God says, no man knows the day nor the hour. And he was talking about life and death, but he's also talking about the dispensation of his promises. You don't see anywhere in the Bible where it says the day nor the hour of God's promises, but it says that God is not a man that he should lie. So if God has promised you something, it's going to happen. You have to be patient. We talked about patience. Patience is a virtue. You have to be patient. We have to keep the faith. How does faith look? Lord, I know you told me to go here and preach or teach the word of God. I have no idea about this area. I don't know anything about this area, but I heard your voice, and you go anyway, and that's where your blessing is. God says that it's time for us, starting tomorrow, to step out on faith. It's a difference, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to tell you this because I don't want anyone to get this twisted. I want you to write this down. There is a difference between faith, write it down, faith and risk. Faith is when you step out on faith believing in God. Risk is when you step out and you believe something will happen, right? And we're talking about righteousness. We're talking about doing the right thing. We're talking about your finances. We're talking about your breakthroughs that you're expecting. We're talking about obeying God. God says this is a time in which people are listening right now, and there are many people listening. And God continues to show me a lot of people who are at the gate. Many people, thousands of people at the gate. They're wondering, do I want to really experience God, or do I want to stay here because I like it in the world? I'm happy. I don't have to worry about all the fake people and things of that nature. But guess what? The fake people can't save your soul. So the thing is, there's a difference between faith and risk. Faith, as I said before, is believing because of God. Risk is believing that something will happen. The risk just with that word by itself, there's a lack of faith. And so we're not taking risk anymore. We're stepping out on faith. When God sends you to a place to preach or minister or teach, go. When God tells you to get online and start your radio ministry, do it. When God tells you, I'm going to give you an empire, I'm going to help you build this or that, believe it, do it. Start the process. What do we mean by starting the process? Writing the vision down. Making it plain. We're not taking risks anymore. We only get one life. We're not taking any risks. We're going to take the faith route. As a matter of fact, that's what God calls that diagram. He says that's the faith route. Going the route of things not seen. Faith route. That's why you have faith here. Put faith route. You notice that the faith route is on the right side. He calls it a faith route. We're not taking the risk. He calls the left side risk. That's why everything starts with the R. Resource. Reachable. He said this is a risk. He says, but when we take the faith route, Lord, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I heard your voice. I know you told them not to quit. I know you told them not to throw in the towel. I know you told them that you would rescue them from their depression. I know you told them that you was going to help them to build a business. I know you did. And God says those are those unseen things, the faith route. And that's what we're going to focus on, the faith route, taking the faith route. The woman with the issue of blood that can be found in St. Matthew 9:30, chapter 9, the issue of blood. This particular woman had faith. She took the faith route. She says, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she says, I could be made whole. She didn't even see Jesus' face, but she knew he was there. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she said, I will be made whole. The faith route. Those things are unseen. Starting tomorrow, God's will, it's 11:42. We're going to start taking the faith route. We're going to start with this faith route. That means that your confidence has to come up. That means that your belief in God has to be increased. We talk about increasing our territory and increasing our financial breakthrough. We're going to talk about increasing our faith, increasing our confidence. It's time. God is getting ready to lead us, the nation, as you can see. This is the faith route, ladies and gentlemen. This is our needs, those things that are unseen, those promises that God has said. God says he's ready to take us. And guess what? All of us are going in the same direction, but all of us are going to receive different blessings. Why? Because we're different people, and God has a will for each and every one of us. None of us are alike, but we're all going the faith route. We're not taking a risk anymore. We're not going to believe something's going to happen and hope for the best. No, we're taking the faith route. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believe in the promises of God. I believe that prayer will fix this. I believe that in anything, any situation, God can handle this. I believe that nothing is impossible with God. And notice that I'm using God every time. Why? Because we have to be connected to God. It's time to stop taking risks. If you're going through something, finances, whatever it is, we're taking the faith route. We're not going to risk anything in here, hoping for the best. It's kind of like throwing a rock out in the ocean and hoping it comes back to you. It's not going to happen because it's not going to come back. We're going to throw the rock out, and the rock's going to come back. Double fold. When you go fishing, throw the net out and sit there 24 hours hoping and wishing. You get in preparation. You put bait on your net. You sit there. You kind of feel the water to see where the fish are. That's faith, because you know there's some fish in the water and you know that something's going to bite. You don't just go out there and throw your net. Oh, I hope some fish come. No, you prepare. God says prepare to receive the promise that he said. It's time to prepare. We're going the faith route. From this day forth, we're not taking any risks. We can't afford to take risks. We've been taking risks all our lives. We're going the faith route. We're going to go with confidence. We know that God's going to work it out. We know that God's going to do it. God is going to raise you up out of your grave situation. God is going to heal you out of your situation. God is going to deliver you. He's going to give you a breakthrough. He's going to give you a financial breakthrough. That's what's going to happen, bottom line. Because why God promised it, he says, you're on the faith route. And matter of fact, we're going to have some things made that says the faith route. And we're going to have this diagram. That's what God says. We're going to have this diagram. It's going to be a little more creative than what we have, but we're going the faith route. From now on, when we come on the ministry, Sunday through Saturday, when we come on the ministry, we're going to be ready for the faith route. We're not taking risks. We can't take risks. Life is too risky as it is. We're not taking any more risks. We're going the faith route, period, point blank, faith route. We'll have a drawing later on so that we can focus on our faith route. Every time we get on the AfreeToLoveShow.com, which is really God's show, ministry, we're going the faith route. We're not risking anything. We're going to step out on faith, and we're going to do it in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. So, this was part of our spiritual guide, the faith route, spiritual faith route, right? That's on page 18, spiritual faith. We're taking that route. We're taking the things as we're going the route for the things unseen. We're going on God's promises. We're going to believe that God's going to do it. We're not going to doubt anymore because you know what? Doubt causes stress. Right? When you take risks, that causes stress because you don't know what's going to happen. We step it out on faith. From this day forward, we stepping out on the faith route. Amen? Amen. So let's sum this up. Faith route. That's what God calls it. Start with the end in mind. He said, there's a need. He says, you have a need. Hold out five fingers. You have a need. And I want you to look at your five fingers and pick any finger you want and put the rest of them down. You have five fingers. You have one finger up. Does not matter which finger you have up, that finger is pointing towards heaven. There is only one God that we should be serving. There is only one way to make it to heaven, and there is only one route that contains faith. No matter what finger you have up, you can have a thumb up, it's still pointing to heaven. You can have an index finger up, you can have a pinky finger up, it's still pointing towards heaven. There's one. We're not going to take the faith route on Monday and then decide to take the risk route on Tuesday. You have to make up your mind which route you want to take. I believe in God, I believe in prayer, and I believe in the promises of God because I know what the Lord has said. And we're not going to take any risk anymore. We're going to live as if God has already given it unto us because God says start with the end in mind, and we know the promises of God. It's very important. And so we're taking a faith route because there's only one God. So in this, as I said before, to sum it up, there is a need. God has promised us this. God is connected to the unseen, those things we visualize. He's connected to the barriers and to the closed doors. He's connected to the unknown. And God says he has a blessing and blessings with our names on it. Or God says that there is the risk road. That's when we take risks and we just throw the rock out there and hope it comes back. We're not even going to consider any type of strategic plan to get the rock back. We're not going to put it on a net so it can come back. We're just going to throw it. What happens when things seem reachable and you can do it and obtain it, God says that if he's not connected, it's not coming back. It's not going to have a longevity. He talks about television. He says you want your work on the big screen. He says you have to be connected to God. He says he's promised you that. He's promised you that you're going to be an actress, aspiring actress. He's promised you that. He says, but you have to be connected to God. Mm-hmm. So it's your choice. God has laid out the foundation. He says the faith route or the risk route. Which one? Which one do you want? Which one are you going to start living by starting tomorrow? That's something you're going to have to decide. I can't tell you which one to decide because I don't know where you are as far as your belief in God. But there are many people who are at the gate and who have the ability to step over the gate. But you keep looking behind you in your past, and you feel like if you get on this faith route that you're going to be by yourself, and guess what? You may have to be, but you're going to be with God, and you're going to be going in the right direction, and you're going to meet the right people. It's up to you. There are so many people, and I'm going to continue to say this, and it's true, waiting. So many people. It's kind of like a marathon. It looks like a marathon, and there are many people waiting. You're going to have to move. You're going to have to step over that gate. You can do it. You can step over there. God says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There is a gate. That's the only barrier. But either you can open the gate or you can step over the gate and come to the faith route. God says you have many different options. He says, but both roads is going to take some work. Because even when you take a risk, he says you're going to lose a lot of things. But when you step out on faith, he says you may lose things. He says, but God's going to replenish it as soon as you lose it, just like that. Why? Because he's connected. And he talks about the faith road. He says not many people travel the faith road. He says because many people lose hope in God. They sell out. Many people go into a stage of frustration. They don't want to hang on. They quit. They throw in a towel. He says, but you must remain. He says the race is not given to the swift, but to them who endure to the end. He says many people start the faith route. Quick, they're fast. He says, and they give out fast because they get tired. You see people start ministries. They start a habit of praying to God. Then they quit because they got off the faith route and went back to risk. I don't have to pray to God. I don't have to do this for God. I don't have to assemble myself in the temple of God. Stepping out from the faith route. And that's how people miss the mark. And God is not talking about a physical race, y'all. He's talking about holding on to the promises of God. The race is not given to the swift, but it's given to them who endure it to the end. I want you to remember that. So on tonight, as we get ready to close this particular portion of the faith and prayer, I want you to think about what you want to do. It's up to you. There are so many people tonight listening to this ministry. You will be surprised. From all over the world. And there are so many people who are currently in a situation where they're thinking about crossing over to Faith Road, and then they're thinking about going back to the risk, the risky life. And that's up to you. That's something you have to decide. I can't force you to select what you want to do, because it's your life and it's in God's hands. So I can't make you decide that all of a sudden you want to go, you know, the faith route. That's something that you're going to have to decide for yourself. Okay? That's something that you will have to decide. But I do want you to know that the choice and the opportunity is there. We're not taking any more risk. I'm not taking any more risk. I'm going to believe in God because I know what God said. And starting tomorrow, I'm going to believe what God said, and I'm going to live like I believe what God said. We're working on our hearts, we're working on our faith, and we're working on our minds. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we continuously work. So once again, it's up to you. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. God is putting us on the route. And I'm telling God tonight, I want to go the faith route. Lord, I don't know, and this is something that I'm speaking to the Lord, but I want you to know that none of us are perfect. Lord, I don't know which way on this faith route I should start, but Lord, wherever you want to start me on this faith route, I'm ready, starting now. I know what God has promised. I know what I pray for at night. I pray for my family, my friends, and I pray for myself, Alfreda. And tonight I'm signing up for the faith route. Whatever it takes, I'm signing up for the faith route. I want to go that route. I don't want to take any risks. I don't want to throw the rock out there to the ocean and hope it come back. I want to throw the rock knowing it's going to come back, meaning I want to reap what I sow. So that means that I want my life to exemplify that of Christ. That means that I want to continue to stand on the promise. God, and I want faith to be the center of my life, and I want God to be the center, and I want to be connected to God. And that's all you have to say. Lord, I want to be connected to you, and God will do the rest. It's like signing up. If you sign up, what are you signing up for? The faith road or the risk road? The faith route or the risk route? Which one? It's up to you. Yeah, things seem obtainable. It's all good. But then, how long is that going to last? God says that these things on earth is temporary. We need something that's going to last. God is showing me Duracell battery. He says those batteries are supposed to last. But guess what? Because those batteries are made by man, those batteries even die out. So that's why it's important that we remain connected to God, because he says he has eternal life. You understand? So, in summation, and I said in summation like 15 minutes ago, make sure that faith is the center, God is the center. And here's my question to you before we conclude with our announcements. The faith route or the risk route? It's up to you. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfricaLoveShow.com. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends and the media who's actually on the line. If you want to say something at this time, you may. If not, then we're going to carry on. I know I received many inboxes, and I'm going to answer your questions. We want to pray for all of those who are going through, and that's everybody. Everybody goes through something. We want to pray for those who are in bereavement. We want to pray for those in hospitals who are going to the doctors. We're asking for great reports. We're asking for levels to be accurate and great. We're just thanking God in advance for everything he's doing and the things he's done in our lives. And we ask that God will continue to increase our territory and increase our faith and confidence in him and increase our ears to hear the promises of his word. All right? So without further ado, I want to go ahead and go over our announcements, and then I'm going to bid you a good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them, encouraging them to listen to the AfricaLoveShow.com and click on number one Love Radio, AfricaLoveShow.com. Click on number one Love Radio. Also go to BlogTalkRadio.com and click on, so it's BlogTalkRadio.com/FreeToLove, BlogTalkRadio.com/FREDALOVE, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, anyone in the entertainment field, anyone with an uplifting message, please, 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 Facebook, AfricaLove at ALFREDA, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, or you can also get me at or email me or Facebook me at Dr. Afrida Imanya Love or Dr. Afrida Love. So be sure to connect with me. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfricaLoveShow.com. All right? In addition to that, make sure you continue to trust and believe in God. Make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. What do they need? They need healing, financial breakthroughs. They need just joy and happiness, unity. And they need the Lord to come in and just take over their lives. What is it that your family needs? Okay? What is it that your friends need? Are they asking you for prayer? Are they asking you for prayer for a family member? We want to lift up each person. We want to make sure that we're sincere. When people say they need prayer, we want to pray for them because we have to be intercessory. Sometimes we get tired. Like my eyes were tired tonight, so my mouth is overtaking my eyes' responsibilities because my eyes are tired. And so we have to be intercessories for those who are weak, those who sometimes lose faith and hope. And we have to hold those individuals up, and we have to sustain them in a way in which God is pleased, because we never know when someone has to hold us up. And we always depend on God and trust in God. So be sure that we're praying. Be sure that you pray for those you know and those you do not know. And do not forget to pray for yourself as well. It's very important. Now, I need to talk to you all for a second. Now, I've been reading the Facebook page. I've been reading some things that's been going on in the news. And we're not so much out of control as far as a nation, but we need to tighten it up a little bit. I still hear about, for instance, a young man who was he was murdered. He went on a date and he was murdered, and you know, he was innocent. He was just going on a date, you know, and he was shot and killed. Then we hear about a missing young girl, and we hear about abuse and physical abuse from celebrities to regular people like myself. All of us need prayer. I want to talk to you guys for a little bit about love and hate. We really need to put the weapons down. I heard about a young man also who went to church, and he was sitting in somebody's seat. And this is in church, y'all. This is not even in the world. This is in church. And the young man came over to him, and they had some words, and then he shot him right in the church. We're going to have respect for God, y'all. God said, thou shalt not kill, period. He didn't ask, but what if? It's not what if. He said, thou shalt not kill. That's what God said. And a lot of people say, well, what if? God didn't say that. Thou shalt not kill, period. Point blank. If everybody would take that particular commandment and adopt it, everybody would live until God would take us away from here. It's very important. We have people being shot in the church. That broke my heart. We have people, innocent people, being shot for no reason at all, being robbed. That's being mean and cruel. That's hatred. We have children, innocent children, being abused. Why? That's hatred. We have domestic violence within grown people, married people who took vows in front of people. Why? That's hatred. The Bible says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Would you shoot yourself upside the head? Would you rob yourself? No, you wouldn't. It's very important. And another thing, the children, when we talk about the children, allow them to be children. What I mean by that, we're talking about whether it's physical abuse, sexual abuse, whatever it is, allow them to be children. Allow them to grow up and make their decisions when they get grown. No one has the right to take away the innocence of a child, especially if you're grown. No one has the right to decide to take someone's life because they're sitting in their seat. No one has the right to take someone's life because they want to rob or kill them. You don't have the right to do it. It's very important that we study the Word of God. It says it plain in the commandments, thou shalt not kill. I can't stress it enough, period. There's no question after that. But what if? That's what the Bible says. Thou shalt not kill. If everybody would adopt that commandment, if nothing else, this world would be a better place. If every single person would adopt, every person. Now, I've been reading again. Here we go. We're praying For those who are in Italy, a strong quake rattles central Italy. We're praying for our presidents because we hear that there are some rallies going on. We're praying for President Obama. He's touring South Louisiana. We're praying for those victims. We're praying for the shooting victims. We're praying for Killeen ISD. They're in need of bus drivers. We're praying for the bus driver who died and those seven kids who were injured. We're praying for them. We're praying for the family who lost their loved one near Lake Belton. We're praying just for everybody. But most of all, we're praying for our own spirits and our hearts. We're praying for our hearts. It's very important, very important that we pray. Now, as I said before, let's try our best to love. Let's try not to hate. You know, a lot of people talk about haters, but if you don't hate, then we won't have any haters. Amen? Let's be happy when people have accomplishments or they accomplish things in their lives. Let's be happy for them. Once again, put the weapons down. Put the things that causes you or anyone else to act out, put it down. It's very important. We are seeking eternal life. Some of you listen to this ministry on a daily basis. Let's take action by doing, instead of just being hearers, but actually do the word of God. Amen? Amen. So let's think about that. We've had a lot happen, and it's very important that we love you one another, because the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Then it goes on to say that thou shalt love thyself, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, please check out the website, alfredaloveshow.com. I thank each and every one of you for listening and looking at these particular websites. If you're interested in any of the individuals, please email me. I know I have a couple of media things that I need to put on my page, but I'm going to tell you what I did today when I got home. When I got home today, my eyes were hurting me so bad that I went to sleep, so I didn't get to put those particular images. And I was going to tell the Lord, Lord, I'll have a double show tomorrow, but God spoke to me and says, mm-mm. He says, these people need the word of God now. They need the word of God today. And so that's why I remained awake, so that I could give the word of God what God was speaking. So I thank God for that. But be sure to look up alfredaloveshow.com. AlfredaLoveShow.com, AlfredaLoveShow. Also look up Alfreda.hubpages.com and look up StellarGospelMusic.com, okay? Also pray for me. My allergies are really bothering me. My throat, my neck. I think I'm going to have to go get a massage or something because my neck is really bothering me. It's been bothering me for a couple of days. So it may be time. So y'all pray about that. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's in pain with my neck and my throat. But just continue to pray unto God. Continue to keep the faith. And continue to know that God loves each and every one of you. Okay? And so tomorrow is our Praying with Love and Power night. So be sure to join me. If you want a copy of the Spiritual Guide on the go, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can get this book from Book World. On next Tuesday, God's will, we're going to focus on faith through giving. How deep is your love? How deep is your love for God? How deep is your love for people? How deep is your love for yourself? How deep is your love for righteousness? We're going to talk about that, okay? And so this is Spiritual Guide on the Go by Dr. Alfreda Emanuel Love. Okay. All right. So just be sure to check out everything with that. Make sure you check out the site. I do see a couple of connections I'm going to connect with you on tonight before I go to sleep, or on today before I go to sleep. So be sure to check your inboxes. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to AlfredaLoveShow.com. where Jesus shines with love. And be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's wills. We will have praying with love and power. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is in a few hours, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.